snowflakes are falling down from the sky.
This is Ashley.
This is Nacy.
And you're listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Good morning. It's 11:04, and we're here today to play you some songs.
I'm very excited. We have a special episode continuing what we did 2 weeks ago. Do you want to introduce Nacy?
Yeah, so today I'm playing songs for Ashley, both songs that she knows, songs that she doesn't know, songs I think she'd like, songs that remind me of her. It's really loud. Okay. Yeah.
What was the last song that you just played?
The last song. Thank you. The last song I just played was "Hate Me Soon" by Yellow Ostrich, and it just like came up on one of my mixes after. And I've been listening to a lot lately, and I feel like it's something I would listen to from you.
Wait, you know what? I don't think I ever asked you who your top five Spotify artists were on your Wrapped.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do that in the next break. I don't have it pulled up yet.
All right.
Do you know yours by memory?
I know who they are, but not the order.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do the order next time.
Okay, sounds good.
In honor of Ashley's style of listening to music, I decided that I made a playlist and then I'll just shuffle it.
Whoa.
And then we'll see what comes up.
Okay, as a reminder, Nacy is a freak and listens to all the playlists that she makes in order every time she listens to them.
And Ashley likes to put like 8 hours of music on one playlist, all different genres and artists, and shuffle it.
Like a normal person would.
Not like a normal person. Yeah. Well, we'll just see what happens today. Listeners, you can decide if this is better than a normal time warp because it's shuffled. This is "The Night Me and Your Mama Met" by Childish Gambino. Mm. Thank you.
rich, yeah. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twins big like Tia. My twins big like Tia Tamara. Very much. Bent the whole world over and says thank you very much. She's like pizzeria. Have a seat, please, IKEA. From the west side like Maria. I'm hot like grits, Mandia. Beat the up, call Peter. I rock the boat like a Leo. I rock a bob like Sia. Build your own deck, Rhea. In the thigh, in the waist. In the right mob places. Hits like Venus Serena. He wanna eat up the Caesar. But need the banana. Hair go long like Chia. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twins big like Tia. My twins big like Tia Tamara. Big like Tia Tamara. Why Tia Tamara? Why Tia Tamara? Why Tia Tamara? Hair grow long like Chia. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twins big like Tia. My twins big like Tia Tamara. Why Tia Tamara? Why Tia Tamara? Why Tia Tamara?
That was a good song.
It was a good song called Tia Tamara by Doja Cat featuring Rico Ness.
It was such a good transition from the Childish Gambino song you played.
Yeah,
before.
We had to cut that song off before it went into the next one because it is it's too much of a vibe switch.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
Are we gonna do our Spotify reveals?
Spotify reveals. Also, I'll explain why I chose these songs.
Oh, do you wanna do that first?
Yeah. Well, first, The Night Me and Your Mama Met by Childish Gambino was the first song that we ever played together on the radio.
Oh my gosh.
It was on our first Yearning playlist. You should look it up on Spinatron. That was, you know, to this day, one of my favorites that we've ever done.
I think that was a very well-curated
song. We thought a lot about it.
Yeah.
I think we planned it like a week in advance.
Yeah, that was a lot for us.
It was. We did that Thursday, 6 a.m.,
that show meant a lot to us.
It did. It really did.
And I remember because, like, it was super dark, and then, like, the sun was rising over the hill, and you could see all the, like, shadows of the trees being cast really long over the hill, and we were like, wow, this is a magical space.
And we're talking about our first Yearnings.
Yeah.
And then that place. Yeah. It was a great scene.
Yeah.
And then the second song, I don't know why, but I was telling Ashley, I just really associate it with her. And I think maybe she played it for me first or something.
Maybe I played it a lot when I was showering when we lived together.
Oh, and it like sneaked into my subconscious yeah. when I could hear you from my room.
I feel like maybe that could also be it. There are songs that, like, I honestly associate with one of our sleepmates, Chandler, because I would, like, hear him play it in the shower, and I'd be like, wow, that's a really good song.
Yeah, the politics of the shower were interesting, because I don't know why, like, why did you use that side, my side?
Did I? I don't know. I think I got used to it at a certain point. Like, one time it was just taken.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whatever.
I don't think I ever showered with someone else in that bathroom. We for context, we lived in Haskell Hall, which was a 10-person suite.
And I think when she means showered with someone else...
Oh, I mean, there were two showers in the bathroom, and I was never in the shower at the same time someone else was in the shower.
Good clarification on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a really good song, because I associate that song with a party that our suite threw, and I think that was one of the first times I heard it in full, and I was like, this song needs to be in my regular rotation. Like, yeah. It's so good.
You know, maybe we've been wanting to get a sub spot for a time we can play explicit music. Maybe that's the night where we play our sweet classics.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
I feel like it'd make a good radio playlist. Mm,
yeah. That's a conversation for another time.
It is.
But first...
Should we get to business?
Yes, we should. Okay, my top artists are Julia Jacklin, SZA, Japanese Breakfast, Drake, I don't want to talk about it, and Charlie XCX.
And my top artists, top to bottom, are Willow... As in Smith. Where is it? Technical difficulties. Ashley, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Why?
Wait.
Actually, we won't talk about Drake yet.
As a filler, I will say my top song was Jars of It by Steve Lacy, which is also a song that Nacy put me onto indirectly when she was playing a sub spot on the radio.
That was a good playlist.
Yeah, I listened to that so much over the spring.
Okay, I found my order.
Okay, nice.
Willow, number one, Steve Lacy, Indigo D'Souza, Vampire Weekend, and Tyler, the Creator.
That's very on brand and respectable, I think.
It's, you know, I'm not in my Indigo phase anymore. I kind of wish that she wasn't on my list.
Wow.
I like her, but I'm just tired of it right now. And then every time it comes up on my top 100, I skip it.
Okay. No, that's fair. But it's just a reflection of who you were at one point. And that's okay.
That's true.
And you can be sick of it for a little bit. I think you're allowed.
I won't resent it, though.
Okay. Should we get back to...
Yeah.
The tunes?
Our next song is... It's Whippoorwill by Darling Side. Keep in mind... what we just came off of, Tia Tamara.
We call that old cabin. Drawing up plans from wicker thrones. All of the best ideas, they come from you. You let me find them. Thank you.
She only a fa 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 waltz to count her steps. 18 she strides and she stops to abide by the law that she herself has set. That 18 steps is one complete set, and before the next 9 right and 9 left. She looks up at the blue and whispers to all of the above. Don't let me drown, don't breathe alone. No kicks, no pangs, no broken bones. Never let me sink, always feel at home. No sticks, no shanks, and no stones. Never leave it too late, always enjoy the taste of the great, 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 great world of hearts. As all dogs everywhere bark, 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 bark. It's worth knowing, like all good fruit, the balance of life is in the ripe and ruin.
The way we spend time running through your fears, the wedding play in your chocolate fear. This ain't forever, this ain't forever. Feel like heaven when I'm kissing on your roll. Kissing on your robe, kissing on your rose-colored ears. Baby, let's go. Slide out to a place no one knows. Only dreaming all night. I love the way we spend the time running through your fears.
dancing on your own. Dancing on your own.
Hello, that was Chocolate Hills by Crumbin and Leon Bridges. Oh, it is a crazy song.
It was so good. I really enjoyed that.
Before that was Interlude 1 by Alt-J and Whippoorwill by Darling Side.
See, a good selection. I guess you've been doctoring it a little bit.
I just wanted Chocolate Hills to play sooner. I have too many songs on this playlist.
Okay, I'm excited to listen through.
But I'm trying to keep the spirit of unexpected transitions.
I appreciate that. Okay, so before we move on, I have a little public service announcement for all of you about alternative scouting. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Cool.
That is cool.
What drew you to that PSA?
It's short, and also, I think when I was a kid, low-key I wanted to be a part of Girl Scouts. Like, that looked fun. Like, doing the little brownie thing.
True.
I just wanted to be a part of something.
Oh.
Where do we go?
Something
from
to
here?
Think about. How did that influence your music taste?
I don't know. I guess I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift as a child.
Oh, Ashley.
Well, I don't know. That can't be helped. I was a product of my environment.
That's true.
I've been listening to Back to December recently.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Did you not listen to Taylor Swift when you were a kid?
I never. Like, I listened to the ones that were on the radio, and that was it.
You're crazy. Just a kid from Cambridge, literally. These city kids, I can't deal with them. If you're from the suburbs, you know. Taylor Swift truly hits. I mean, I can't condone, like, whatever her antics. I mean, not that she has any antics, but I feel like she leaves, like, a lot of messages for her fans that, like, make her fans go crazy, and they're like, she's an icon for that. And I'm like,
look, what kinds of mess? I feel like my impression is that she's like the most regular person that's ever made music.
Like, probably. But I think it's just like, that's how I feel, not to offend any Taylor Swift fans out there. I think, like, to assert, like, she's talented, but not more talented than anyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
But for example, she like dressed up as like, for an interview, she wore like the same outfit that like Amy Dunn from Gone Girl wore. And the premise of that movie is like this woman like frames her husband for killing her because she caught him cheating on her.
Okay, so maybe, wait.
So she like dressed up in an outfit that the main character from Gone Girl wore in an interview. But it's like she didn't say anything about it, but then like left it up to the fans to like piece those clues together.
Huh.
And then like, it's like she like leaves clues for her fans so that they can, so she's like created almost like this mythology around herself.
I mean, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I think like as an artist, like you can construct this like identity of yourself, but I think the danger is just that she's so loved by like so many people that they like conflate that with her actual identity.
True. It's hard. Like, I don't think that I've ever heard anything actually about her personality at all. You know?
I think she's just a white feminist that's a millennial.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fine.
Fun fact about her, actually, someone I worked with this summer once stayed at her New York apartment.
Whoa.
Because they're friends with someone close to her.
Okay, can't be revealing.
I can't say too much.
That's
but
so funny.
Yeah, apparently she had like some silly mugs and like one of her awards was just on the counter.
That's so cute. She keeps it humble. She keeps
In her New York apartment.
Yeah, in her New York's penthouse.
Yeah.
I enjoy knowing that information about her.
It's brings her back to earth a little bit.
Yeah. Celebrities, they're just like us.
For real. All right. Do you want to hear more music?
Yes, please.
Okay, next song is Love Again by Gintana and Emeralds with Los Rechos and Hitomi Toy.
Yeah!
You just heard Dorothy by Hers. Before that was First I'm Sorry by Hayley Hendricks and Love Again by Gintana, Emerald, and Emeralds.
I really enjoyed that. I think that was a good selection of music to be played together, albeit unshuffle.
Yeah. I don't have anything more to say about the order. No, I think it's been, you know, I told Ashley, I think I'm enjoying this.
You are?
Even out of order. But it is stressing me out a little bit.
Why is it stressing you out? Okay.
I like to have more control.
Well, I will say, it's a different, as I said this before, but it's different from when you're playing something on the radio versus if you're just listening on your own. Because if you're just listening on your own, you know what your music is. So you can just, like, if you don't like a song or if it doesn't match the vibe, you can just skip through. Like, nobody's stopping you. But this is, like, a curated thing you're doing for an audience on the radio.
Well, you're my audience today, so.
Okay.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, these songs go together. I think what's stressing me out is that there's too many songs for the amount of time that we have.
Okay, let's get back to it then.
All right. Back into it with La Manzanita by Chicano Batman. Thank you.
Cuando yo te vi pasando la calle sin tu sombrero, buscabas a quien te diera un poquito de dinero. Por mi coche tú pasaste, tocaste la ventanita, ahí donde yo saqué la dulcita manzanita. Rojita y muy deliciosa, le pasé la manzanita. Me dijo que no, 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 que no podía con su boquita. Dio dos pasos para adelante, abrió y luego de repente, yo no lo pude creer, no tenía ni un solo diente. Thank you.
I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Appreciate the tribute.
That was Too Good by Drake featuring Rihanna, and before that was Searching by Roy Ayers and La Manzanita by Chicano Batman. I had to put a Drake on here for Ashley.
You guys, I know it's not good. I know he's the problem. Like, as I was telling Nacy, if you listen to the lyrics, as a woman, I feel like sometimes I can relate to them. When Drake is the one singing it, I'm like, I don't know. I know this is a lie.
That's so funny. You know, I think Rihanna's kind of the saving grace of that song.
True, true. I'll stream it for her.
For her. For her only.
Because she clearly needs the money and the support.
Our last... Oh, so just a reminder, this is Nacy.
And Ashley.
And you're listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our last song to play you out is For Real by Steve Lacy.